Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. released in 1979 on Cargo Records. That's that fantastic album. I featured two tracks from last week that's just been reissued on Harvinder Singh's Outer National Sounds label. It's the Noel Callaghan Quintet. The album is Ozone, and that particular tune was one of Noel's tunes called Triers Not Flyers, and you heard Noel Callaghan on the piano. John Wadham was playing the drums. On bass we heard Frank Hess, and Mike Nolan was playing flugelhorn, and Keith Donald on tenor saxophone. Excellent album, highly recommended, and I'm sure I'll be playing more tracks from it in the weeks to come. Very interesting actually that the major reissue labels, the ones that are putting out the most interesting things, are definitely out of the UK. In addition to Outer National Sounds, the other one that springs to mind immediately, particularly in the view of the fact that I've just picked up two albums this week from them, is Paul Murphy's Jazz Room Records, and I'm going to feature two tracks from two new releases on that label next, starting with one from 1982. This is Ronnie April's Positive Energy. This is Spinning Jazz. We'll be right back. from 1975, just reissued on Paul Murphy's excellent Jazz Room Records. That is the sound of Abakothosi. The album is called Thema Maboneng, and that particular tune was Kwazela Mkwazeli. And yeah, a great album, actually. One I wasn't familiar with until I saw it on the publicity from Jazz Room Records. Check it out, get yourself a copy if you like that sort of soulful, funky organ jazz from the 70s. And we're going to stay in the 70s and we're going to move to the Muse label next. And we're going to hear from João Donato with The Great Deodato. And this one's going out to my soul brothers, Dave and Stu. Also, hello and very good morning to Tony Ashby. Tony's programme on Wednesday nights on Colne Radio between 8 and 10pm. I think it's on this Wednesday. Always worth a listen. Excellent jazz and fusion and dance music provided by Tony. It's basically a jazz show for the dancers, and it's always full of great Latin and associated musics. A very good morning also to David Soulscorch, Keith Freeburn, Jane Brannigan, John McCormack, Shane O'Neill, David Eyre, Kim Edwards, and Jake Snell. Here's Deodato with Donato. We'll be right back. recorded in Melbourne, Victoria in 2023. That's the excellent Australian band Menagerie under the leadership of Lance Ferguson. The album's called The Shores of Infinity. That track was Earthrise, and it featured Ferguson on guitars, vocals, keyboards and percussion. Phil Noy was on soprano saxophone, Ross Irwin on trumpet, Phil Binotto was on percussion, Ben Hanlon on bass, Mark Fitzgibbon on piano, Felix Bloxham on drums, and the vocals were supplied by Kate Ferguson, Rita Satch and Kristin DeRallis. And I was talking about great reissue labels earlier, and another one of the finest around at the moment is from Portugal. It's Mad About Records, and they've just reissued an album by Quintessence. I had an album by what I thought was this group, Quintessence, called Sonoma Rag, which was from 1980. So I thought, well, I'll get this one. This must be the first one. It's just called Quintessence. And looking at the personnel, it's a completely different group, recorded also in 1980, with completely different personnel. So it's not related at all. But they're both jazz albums. They're both excellent. But this is the one that's simply called Quintessence. And this is a tune called Breeze. And this particular version of Quintessence consists of Ron Ankrum on keyboards and percussion, George Sovak on saxophones and flute, David Gedeki on trombone and recorder no less, Winston Johnson on drums, and Steve Muse is playing the bass. It's Sunday morning, it's Pete Evans, this is Spinning Jazz. That's the self-titled album Neil's Jazz Ensemble, been reissued really a couple of years ago by Vampy Soul. And that was a tune called Reflexiones, featuring Nilo Espinosa on saxophones, Pancho Sainz on trumpet and flugelhorn, Miguel Chino Figueroa on electric piano, clavinet and mellotron, Oscar Stagnaro on electric bass, Andreas Silva on drums and percussion, and Jorge Montero on guitar. Let's head back to the 60s, Verve Records. This is Curtis Amy.
spring of wisdom sounds the chord of change. Love and kindness to flow, compassion soothes all woe. Universal mother, let yourself go.
Don Cherry on Atlantic from 76. Thanks a lot for listening. This is Pete Evans signing off. I'll be back next Sunday at 9. Do join me if you can.